How many of us are worried about the things that are not even here yet? Think about the time when you perhaps been so overwhelmed about the things that you simply lost control over everything. Jesus asked the question, how many of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? He then went on to say, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's a show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. If you're going to worry about it, then don't pray. But if you pray, then why worry about it? Life is all about priorities, and what we value the most, we spend the most time doing it. Life is about putting things first that are important to you. If it's your kid's football or basketball game that's the priority, then that is where your heart would be. If it's all about doing things in order to receive praise from others, then we have to re-examine our priorities. Worldliness and the pursuit of material things will cause us to have anxiety and become overly concerned about things that we really have no control over in the first place. Now, in the words of Christ, he's not telling us to be lazy or thoughtless and walk around with an I don't care attitude. What he's speaking about is being preoccupied with the material possessions of life. And many people fall into the trap of centering their lives around what they need in the here and now instead of what is eternal. Jesus doesn't want us to become so wrapped up in material things that we become anxious, disturbed, and sleepless, because being focused on the things of the world will keep us from walking in the fullness and enjoyment of life. If a person is dependent on God, then they will receive all that God possesses in the day of redemption. Now, when I was a young child, I always thought to myself, if I can just be a few inches taller, then I can do this or I can do that. Or if I had just a little bit more time in the day, then I'll be able to accomplish X, Y, or Z. In the passage, the word stature refers to height, quality, or status that are gained from something. And sometimes it means time. The point is this, it's senseless to think that we can add more time to our lives. We're placed here in this world only for a short time, and in that time, we are to spend it doing the things that bring honor and glory to God. Moses spoke that our days are 70 years, and it's only by the grace of God that we're given more time. The world in which we live in is filled with corruption and imperfection. There's rage and hatred all around us, but there's hope, and hope is the glorious hope in God. It is a hope that acknowledges that God loves and cares for us, and that the promise of a new heaven and earth would be perfectly formed. We live for a moment in time in which there will be no more tears being shed due to the loss of a loved one or from any other disease. We have hope that one day the sin of racism and hate will be washed away, and that all men will love and support one another just as God has planned. Again, I point out, it is senseless to think about time or material possessions. We are to lean and depend on the ways of God. In all our ways, we are to trust Him and allow Him to direct our daily lives. We are to center our attention not on ourselves, but on Christ and His righteousness. A thought process such as this will assure perfect change in our life, in our bodies, and you will not have to worry. Yesterday is gone, and there's nothing that we can do to get it back. Tomorrow is not promised, so we can't look ahead. But right now, we have time, and each of us, by God's grace, have been given the same amount of time in our days. So we are to live in the moment, doing what God has planned out for us. We are to live pleasing Him and not others. We are to live in the glorious hope of eternal life that awaits us. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his span of life? One love, 5 minutes.